This is Radio Nepal. I'm Gaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Finance Minister Dr. Yuvraj Khatiora urges India to address problems related to exchanging Indian currency with 500 and 1,000 denominations stocked in Nepal. Pulpati being celebrated across the country today. Inspector General of Nepal Police, Sarbendra Khanal, directs police officers to ensure peace and security to people during festive season. And death toll from 3 days of anti-government protest in Iraq climbs to 60. Now the news in detail. The seventh day of Dasai festival, Pulpati, is being celebrated across the country today by bringing in the assortment of flowers inside the Dasai ghar. Today also marks the start of the five-day-long Dasai holidays. Finance Minister Dr. Yuvraj Khatiora and Finance Minister of India Sitharaman have held cordial talk at Finance Ministry of India. While participating in the World Economic Forum in India, Finance Minister Dr. Yuvraj Khatiora and Indian Finance Minister talked about the progress of various projects being carried out under Indian aid yesterday. Besides, Finance Minister Khatiora told his Indian counterpart about projects selected for using the soft loan promised by India for post-quake reconstruction, infrastructure development as well. Likewise, Finance Minister Dr. Khatiora urged Indian Finance Minister to return the Indian currency with 500 and 100 denominations that was stocked in Nepal before India banned them. He urged the Indian Finance Minister to solve the problem by exchanging the money, as more than 50 million Indian currency with those denominations are in stock in Nepal. Meantime, Indian Finance Minister Sitharaman said Nepal and India have had mutual relations for long and India was ever ready to extend its help to Nepal in days to come as well. Indian Finance Minister also promised to help sort out the problem seen due to Indian currency stocked in Nepal through mutual understanding. President Bidya Devi Bhandari is to offer tika to public on the Vijaya Dashami day on 8th October. The office of the president has said that the president will offer tika to high-profile people, deputy prime ministers, province chiefs, ministers, justices, federal parliament members and office bearers of the constitutional bodies from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. and from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. the president will offer tika to other general public. Nepal Police has directed the deputed officers to remain extra vigilant to ensure public security during festivals. Addressing a program organized at the police headquarters yesterday, Nepal Police General Inspector Sarbendra Khanal directed the officials to coordinate with the locals and to check the untoward incidents, making the security service effective. He also stressed on the need of fulfilling the duty of each as the goals the government has set was meaningful and important. Communist Party senior leader Charanath Kanal has met Ambassador of the United States of America to Nepal, Randy Berry. In the meeting that took place at Leader Kanal's residence at Dalu yesterday, the former Prime Minister wished that the friendly relations between Nepal and America would be further promoted. The U.S. ambassador stated that America wanted to continue assisting Nepal and it was ready to expand the U.S. cooperation, especially as Nepal had retained political stability. More than 450,000 people have left Kathmandu for their homes to celebrate Dasai festival in the last 3 days. According to the Metropolitan Traffic Police Division Kathmandu, 215,000 people left Kathmandu for their homes on October 2nd and 242,000 people left the capital on October 3rd. Spokesperson at the Division Superintendent of Police Ravi Raj Paudal said that 1,656,000 people left their home, the capital, from September 26 till yesterday morning. Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Minister Yogesh Patrai has said the National Archives will not be relocated only because someone has just ordered it. Addressing the 52nd establishment day of National Archives yesterday, Minister Patrai said without viable alternative, the house filled with historic and archaeological artifacts would not be relocated. Minister Patrai also said that National Archives should be developed as an open university and people across the world should be called to study the preserved documents, some of which are as old as 5th century. Meanwhile, Minister Bhatrai said he would initiate talks to the Supreme Court regarding the land occupied by the building. Nepal Oil Corporation has assured that there will not be lack of fuel across the country, including the Kathmandu Valley, even during the festival holidays. The corporation has said that there is regular supply of petroleum and all the depots have stored sufficient amount of petrol. It has said that there will be no lack of petroleum across the country, even during the festivals. From the Thangod-based depot of the corporation, 2 million litre petrol has been dispatched to various depots in the valley. Besides, even on the Fulpati day, that is today, all the oil corporation depots will remain open. The central, province and branch offices of the National Human Rights Commission will remain open from 1 a.m. to 2 p.m. during the coming Dasai, Tihar and Chhath holidays. Commission Secretary Beb Bhatrai stated in a press release issued yesterday that the Commission had made arrangements for keeping the complaints section open on the festival holidays, taking into consideration the protection of human rights of the general public. The National Human Rights Commission will take complaints of human rights violation and atrocities during the festive period and will conduct emergency monitoring as well in the cases of serious nature as required. You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
Hello.
के गर्दैछौ?
हाम्रो बिहेको शपिङको लागि आको नि बाबा मम्मी सँग।
ए हो र? अनि मेरो लागि के किन्दैछौ?
बाबा मम्मी यति हुनुहुन्छ के सोच्नुहुन्छ होला उहाँले? मलाई त कस्तो लाज लाग्छ। भरे राति बोलौं न ल।
अहिले फ्री वाईफाई छ के अफिसमा? बुझ न। भरे कसरी गर्नु?
मेरो हुनेवाला श्रीमानजीलाई यति पनि थाहा छैन कि क्या हो? एनटीसीको अनलिमिटेड नाइट भोइस प्याक राति 10 बजेदेखि बिहान 6 बजेसम्म
ए हो त है मेरो हुनेवाला बुढी त 35
अब त रातै हाम्रो अब रात तपाईको नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. The death toll in anti-government protests that have swept Iraq the past 4 days has soared to at least 60. The figure has more than doubled in the past 24 hours as clashes between protesters and police intensified. The military said unidentified snipers had killed 4 people in Baghdad, including 2 police officers. Prime Minister Adil Abdel Mahdi earlier said protesters' legitimate demands had been heard but appealed for calm. Spontaneous protests erupted on Tuesday amid frustration over Iraq's high youth unemployment rate, its dire public services and chronic corruption. It is seen as the first major challenge to Mahdi's fragile government nearly a year since he came to power. U.S. President Donald Trump has said he will formally object to Congress's impeachment inquiry, even as he acknowledged that House Democrats had the votes to proceed. The White House was expected to send a letter to the House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, arguing that Congress cannot conduct an impeachment investigation without first having a vote to authorize it. The letter was expected to say the administration will not cooperate with the probe without the vote. Trump said the resolution would likely pass, but he predicted it would backfire on Democrats. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light rain is possible at a few places of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now, maximum temperature of 27.7 degrees Celsius and minimum of 16.8 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping, the headlines once again. Finance Minister Dr. Yuvraj Khatiora urges India to address problems related to exchanging Indian currency with 500 and 1,000 denominations stocked in Nepal. Phulpati being celebrated across the country today. Inspector General of Nepal Police Sarbendra Khanal directs police officers to ensure peace and security to people during festive season. And death toll from 4 days of anti-government protest in Iraq climbs to 60. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.